Yo, before everything was all good, they didn't give a fuck about black people. I don't give a fuck what nobody said, nigga. I'm about to say that shit, boy. I don't give a fuck. And don't nobody try to tell it different, nigga. I don't give a fuck. Straight up. I said this shit like how I say this shit. They ain't give a fuck about black people, bro. They had us in chains, beating the shit out of us with whips. All type of shit, bro. Messing over our women. I'm talking black women, bro. Always talking down on them, bro. The white woman was always talking down, bro. Always. They always envy him. Why? We all know why. They are unique. They fucking awesome, bro. But y'all gotta understand this, like, when I say justice for citizens, nigga, I'm talking about everybody, bruh. No specific race. I'm just saying, like, I'm just pointing out black people because, like, nobody really realizes that, bruh. Like, even when you do realize that, like, motherfuckers become hypocrites because they don't know how to use the word nigger or nigga. I don't even know why they use the word nigger anyway, or nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's a slur. It's a cultural slur. Why the fuck y'all saying that shit? Nigga, like, what the fuck is a cultural slur? It's a cultural slur. For real, bruh. Look that shit up. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is you talking about? Niggas around here saying nigga and shit. Hey, look, I be saying nigga, but nigga, at least I know what the fuck it mean. You know what I'm saying? You niggas don't know shit about it. So a lot of people criticize you for saying it. And if you white, if you say it, bruh, get prepared to get disrespected. Dead ass. Get prepared to get disrespected by a black person if you use the word nigga. Dead ass. You gonna get your ass knocked the fuck out. Justice for citizens, because we got little kids getting missing. You know what I'm saying? Little kids that's getting harmed and shit like that. And nobody's helping. You know what I'm saying? When they do help, it's like little support at the hospitals. Nigga go to foster homes and shit like that. And they go to these crazy ass families. It's crazy. But you gotta understand this, like, a lot of motherfuckers get murdered every day. So what that tell you? To be humble, yeah, and not try to act like you can't be killed. There's a difference from having fun and trying to, you know what I'm saying, do too much and try to get killed and shit like that. Like, having fun and enjoying life and doing new shit is different from being a daredevil. Dead ass. Daredevil, you taking a lot of risks, bro. And you gotta understand risk, period. Like, bro, risk are dangerous. Straight up. They dangerous as fuck. And You don't want to take them all the time. You don't want to make that shit normal. You know what I'm saying? Every now and then. But if you that adventurous ass person, you could do that shit. It don't matter. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Justice for citizens, like, what the fuck is wrong with the food? You know what I'm saying? Why the food always fucked up? You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers get sick and the doctor don't even know how to help him sometimes. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, like, a lot of people can't afford help. A lot of people don't know how to get help. A lot of people don't give a fuck about the people that don't have help. Am I a part of those a lot of people? Fuck no. I'm my own person. Every time you talk, nigga, just say that you your own person and you be good. You entitled to your own opinion. For real. Motherfuckers don't respect me. That's what it is. But if you do, show it. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. And why I'm just saying this shit out the blue? Because, man, like, respect isn't given. You gotta earn that shit. So, you know what I'm saying? You never ask for respect. You earn that shit. Just keep that shit in mind, bro. A lot of niggas be like, yo, bro, you disrespecting me. Bro, you basically asking for respect. Even though if a nigga do disrespect you, it's okay to point it out. If he wrong. If he not wrong, then you don't have to be upset. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason to be upset. Or he or she, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. But yeah, man. Another thing is teenagers get into car accidents. Shit like that. I'm sorry for stuttering. See what I'm saying? I'm fucking up. Niggas gonna be laughing. I don't give a fuck. See, the reason why I made my podcast like where I'm just speaking my mind is because, bro, if you listen to me just speak and be myself, nigga, you be entertained, bro. You be joked the fuck out. Dead ass. You never be bored. Dead ass. You can't be judgmental, though. Once you be judgmental, you gonna look at me in a certain way, and then, like, you ain't gonna understand my shit. I don't know why the fuck I'm stuttering like this. I forgot I got anxiety. And I have clinical depression. Psych, boy. Fuck out of here, boy. You got me fucked up. I do got anxiety, though. I do. I think that's why a nigga chest feel like this. You know what I'm saying? Nigga shoulders tense as fuck. Dead ass. Feel like a Dragon Ball Z character. Nigga shoulders tense like a motherfucker. Hey, nigga used to lift weights. You know what I'm saying? Ain't stretch like I ain't stretch. You know what I'm saying? Nigga don't be stretching. But I'm about to start stretching. Nigga, you got me fucked up, nigga. You got me fucked up. I straight up look like a Dragon Ball Z character. You got me. Nigga punch my chest, I don't even feel that motherfucker. Boom! Oh shit. Nigga hurt his hand punching my shit. Nigga be surprised. Hey, but I'm just saying, bro. Motherfucker was to ever walk up to you and punch you in your chest, would you punch a motherfucker back? I'm asking y'all. I would. Dead ass. I would punch the fuck out of nigga. And I would not stop. No, I wouldn't. They would have to pull me off of him. But, you, like, niggas talk shit. The only thing I have to say is this. Nigga have to see me in person. And whatever a nigga gotta say, nigga, if nigga ever says some shit about me, that's not, like, a nigga threatened me, and I ain't never seen him before he threatened me, that's some coward shit, because I ain't never seen a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nigga got to see me face to face and threaten me. That would make me scared. Going online and shit like that, nah. That's what I'm saying. Like, when you look at shit online, you realize, like, motherfuckers get mad over stupid shit. Motherfuckers get mad over shit that don't even matter, bro. Shit you could get over. Like, on the media, like, motherfuckers getting over beefs. Niggas say get in over beefs. Get in beefs. Like, over the craziest shit. Over confusion. Turmoil. You know what I'm saying? That's one of my favorite words now. But, yeah, once I get to understand that motherfucker fully, you know what I'm saying? But hey, don't worry about me. Just worry about justice for citizens, motherfuckers. Because a lot of the cops, they don't give a fuck. They killing motherfuckers. They killing citizens. They killing black citizens. Young black citizens. They don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Y'all think it's a game? Dead ass? Hey, bruh. Don't ever tell me I'm stealing nobody lingo. Nigga, suck my dick, faggot ass nigga. And nigga got a problem, nigga, get a Glock 45,000 and then put it in the trunk of a G-Wagon with motherfucking low rider rims on that motherfucker. Low rider rims and like a customized engine, and that's it. I forgot what I was talking about. But listen, bro, just pay attention. Pay attention. Justice for citizens. Okay? That's the message. I'm about to end this motherfucking podcast. Listen, bro. Just pay attention to everything that's going on in the world. The news. That's what y'all need to do. Watch the news. That's what this also about, bro. Like, this might encourage you to watch the news more. Pay attention to shit that's going on around you, bro. And like, nigga, fuck what everybody gotta say. They be hating like a motherfucker. Suck my cock, nigga, fake ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be scared like a motherfucker when they see you. That's why they be talking buku shit. Nigga said justice for citizens, but he talking bad shit. Hey, look, a lot of people think the same way though. It's like everybody feel like that. Like, you feel like you need to defend yourself, huh? When you get provoked. Only when you get provoked is when you feel like you should defend yourself. Straight up. That's how I go. The golden rule. You don't believe me? I show it through my actions. Stop hating. Justice for citizens, bro. This is my second podcast today. I'm about to make 3 more. Bet. All right, man. Look. Watch my motherfucking podcast, bro. Alright, G shit. Alright? 'Y'all niggas better be real.